I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. Today's episode, we have life-changing questions to ask yourself. This stemmed from my thinking about how we have a running internal dialogue all the time. At least some people do. At least I do. I think everyone has it to some extent.
I got sent down a rabbit hole with this because I saw a TikTok that was someone saying that they don't have it. And then it got me questioning if I have an internal dialogue. And I don't know if I do.
Oh, I think I'm always talking to myself in my head.
Yeah, but it's like a conscious effort. It's not just like, I don't know if I can hear the words. I can think I just think the words.
Interesting. However, in one way or another, our brains are always running. We're always on. We're always talking to ourselves. We're always having this chatter inside of our brains. But I don't think that it's always used productively. I think having any sort of internal dialogue is productive in the sense that, you know, you're always kind of working out your thoughts. It can be unproductive or counterintuitive if it becomes more of like a stressful chatter and it's always high stress and it's always kind of spiraling about thoughts. But for the most part, I think that like having this internal conversation and dialogue with ourselves is a pretty positive thing because you're always aware maybe of how you're feeling or what certain things are making you think. But because that's always happening, I think we should probably use the opportunity a little bit more to ask questions that can really have strong outcomes and guide us one way or another. Life-changing questions, one might say.
Also, I've linked a survey in the show notes below if you want to give some feedback on Girls with Goals, things you like, what you think about the show, things you would like us to improve on or change about the show. We would absolutely love to hear your feedback and would really, really appreciate if you clicked over and just filled that out for a few minutes and got back on your merry way. You can even do it while listening to the show. So that'd be awesome.
We also have a podcast page at Girls with Goals Pod. So you can always keep up with some extra content there, catch our new episodes, see what we have coming next, whether it's more events or just fun things, merch, etc.
Etc.
And with that, let's talk about some of these life-changing questions to ask yourself. Some of these are like something you can ask yourself anytime. Sometimes they're a bit more situational. I think this first one is, I don't know, it's somewhere in between, but it's a little bit more situational. And the question is, can I not do this or am I scared to do this? We are so used to putting boxes around ourselves of what we're allowed to do, what we think we're capable of doing. And it's really, really easy to say, oh, I'm not that kind of person. I don't do that. I can't do that. I could never do that. When really, it's not true. Like, it's usually not that true when we say I can't do that because maybe you're far off, but it doesn't mean that if you didn't set your mind to it, you couldn't get there. So usually I can't do this isn't actually valid.
It's usually just an excuse because maybe you've never run a day in your life and you're like, this happens, I feel like, every time mm-hmm. the Boston Marathon happens, which is, like, the 15th, so 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Or, like, the New York Marathon. Every time something like that happens, people who are not runners are like, well, I'm so motivated. This was awesome. Like, I'm going to run this marathon. Yeah. And then you're like, no, not me. I've never run a mile in my life. But, yeah, no, you're not going to go run a marathon tomorrow. But that doesn't mean you can't, like, start running
right.
and just make it a hobby. Maybe if you don't end up at the marathon in the next 3 years, that doesn't mean you can't just start and, like, take that as motivation and inspiration to start something new.
Yeah.
But it is easy to be like, no, it's way too big, which is kind of like a crutch with setting massive goals.
True.
Almost it's like pardoning yourself or giving yourself the option to let yourself down, which we talk about a lot with the idea of, like, confidence and trusting yourself and following through with what you say you're going to do. If you say you're going to do something that in the back of your mind you know you're not going to do, you're not going to hold yourself accountable for any of it because you've already negated the fact that, like, this is important to you.
Yeah.
When you set some outrageous and, like, massive thing. So it's kind of the same thing as, like, being scared to do it. I think it's also a common reaction to be like, oh, I'm scared. I'm going to, quote unquote, commit so hard to this that I'm going to go way off the rails, which is just that I'm going to overcommit so that when I inevitably let myself down, I have a good excuse because it was too much to actually do.
Yeah. If we try to do something and we say, I'm going to do this, we're opening ourselves up to the risk of failing and letting ourselves down. But if there's something you want to do and from the get-go you say, I can't do this, and you never even do, then you let yourself down from the beginning, regardless. Right. In an even stronger way. I would rather try something and put myself out there and fail at it than let myself down for the sake of, oh, I never even believed that I could try.
That was me with Dry January. I had no intention of doing Dry January. Like, I barely drink in general, but I woke up January 1st. I was like, maybe I'll do Dry January. And I was like, I don't need to Dry January. Like, what am I? And then I was like, no, stop it. I had the thought. No, I got to follow through with it. Like, now I'm stuck with this. And that was not necessarily like, oh, I need to do Dry January. But after I had the thought, I was like, no, mental toughness. Like, we got to go through and follow through with what we say we're going to do. Because not starting the year with me just, like, excusing myself early. So that was the like same thought patterns behind it. Which happens with everything. Same thing with waking up early. Same thing with, like, oh, I'm going to get this job if you want to maybe switch careers or you want to excel in a class or, like, pick up a new hobby, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You could just follow through with it. Like, do what you're saying you're going to do.
Yeah. So next time you find yourself thinking, oh, I'm not that kind of person. I can't take that class. I can't learn that thing. I'll never be able to do that. I'm not the type of person who does this. Ask yourself, can I actually not do this, or am I just scared of what it might mean to step up and try?
Another question to ask in those settings, I know we've talked about this a lot with routines, is beyond just can I not do this or am I scared to do this, is do I actually want to do this? And there are a lot of different reasons why you could hypothetically want to do something. Maybe it's social pressure, maybe it's like the norm, maybe it's something that other people see as the end all be all and you're just kind of following it. And this applies to everything. I think it applies to, like, health and fitness a lot, especially with the stuff that we talk about. Maybe it's a physique goal. Maybe it's a running distance goal. Maybe it's, like, a lifting goal or even just a routine goal. If you see people that you follow or people around you that are doing Pilates 5 times a week or lifting crazy heavy 5 times a week or whatever schedule they have, you're like, oh, they're fit. They're healthy. Like, I see them as fit and healthy. That is my new goal. I want to do this.
Yeah.
But you don't actually want to do that. You don't actually want that routine, and that's why it's not going to stick. It's the same thing with, like, if you try and wake up early, but you don't actually want to wake up early. You just think that that's going to, like, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, you have no real urge other than you think that's what you're supposed to do. You think that's, like, the answer. And it may take a really long time. It may take you failing a lot. And it may take you going through with it and then realizing that there's something better for you to realize that you didn't actually want that. You wanted a consistent routine. You didn't want to wake up early. You wanted a consistent wake up routine that fit your schedule. You didn't want to lift heavy. You wanted to be strong and maybe something else gets you motivated enough to achieve that goal.
Yeah. So I think that's a second, you know, potentially life-changing question is when you're struggling to commit to something or do something, you're at a bit of a crossroads asking yourself, do I actually want to do this? But not using that as an easy way out, but using that as a way to define at the core what it is you actually want.
Right.
Right? It's not, oh, do I want to be waking up early? Well, this is hard for me, so I don't actually want to do that. It's, do I want to be doing this? Why or why not? And then figure out what it actually is, like, at the root of it. Mm-hmm. And it might open you up to different options that are going to come with much more ease to you to achieve the same root goal.
I know I bring up my example of a nighttime routine a lot. And I've always been like, oh, I'm going to do a nighttime routine because I feel like I need to do these things like stretch before bed or have a big skincare routine or like whatever. And it doesn't work because I just don't really have an interest in it and don't really have the energy or motivation for it. And I've gotten to a point in the last year I've not tried to like have a crazy routine. I think this summer though, like this spring and summer after I leave Boston, because no shot on the routine in Boston and like my current apartment environment and situation and like scheduled routine, not into it. I'm just going to deal with my like minimal levels of motivation and like pockets of extra energy and forcing myself to do my foundational habits for the next month. And then, then I'll be rejuvenated and can like change things. So a lot of it is like, we've talked about this before, but your schedule and your needs come with phases of life. Like I can't, this is not saying I can't do this because I'm scared right now. This is me saying, like, I know that it's going to hit harder and going to serve me better and going to last longer if I start this in a month. And that's not to say I'm going to put off working out for a month. No, that's saying I'm going to put off having specific goals beyond go to the gym and get a good workout in and, like, meet that habit for the day. Until I have the time, space, and energy to do so, which is in a month.
Because at the core of I want a nighttime routine is really, like, I want to feel like I'm taking care of myself, you know?
Right.
And there are other ways to do that if that is not what fits into your specific schedule at the moment.
And I've lacked a routine this semester. And low-key, honestly, solid routine while traveling. I think we have solid routines while traveling, given that we are traveling. Obviously, if I'm traveling, I'm not going to wake up and go to the gym every single day and do my set workout.
But we always find a way to be active.
You find a way to be active. You still hit those habits and have that routine. Now, every single day I have different needs. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I got to go to work at 9. Sometimes I've got to go to class at 9 p.m. Like sometimes I have an 8 a.m. class and then in the middle of the day and then I have to work out at 10 a.m. That's because that's my only block on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then on a Thursday, my only block is like 4:30 to 6:30, and so every day is different. But when I'm done with school, with this like phase of life, then I'm gonna have a lot more space for a consistent routine, and that's something I haven't had in a while and something that I want to implement. So at that phase, even though prior I didn't really want a routine, now I like genuinely actually want it, and I know that I actually want it, and so I'm going to implement those actual like minor steps of a daytime routine.
Yeah. So first question, can I not do this or am I scared to do this? Second question, do I actually want this? I think a third that is relative to this is what would I do if I wasn't scared? That's a question that you don't even need to apply to a specific scenario. You can kind of use that as like even a journal prompt or like a reflection point at any point in your life of like, what would I be doing right now and how would I be living my life if I wasn't scared of anything? It might be a helpful place to start to think like, well, what am I actually scared of? I think for me, my biggest fear if like that would hold me back from anything is a fear of like letting myself down. Like if I try to do something and I fail at it, I think that is what would hit me hardest. Or a fear of like my future self looking back and feeling like I didn't go as far as I wanted to go and something didn't like keep a promise to myself in an aspect or something like that. A lot of like future looking back kind of things. I think that would always be kind of at the root of like what scares me and what might hold me back. And then you might think like, okay, well, if I didn't have those fears at all, if I wasn't thinking about how my future self was going to perceive how I'm living right now, if I wasn't scared of like trying something and letting myself down, what would I do? A lot of the time that's going to lead you to what you actually should be doing.
So true. It just helps put it into perspective, which a lot of these things and a lot of these questions just are a result of you're focusing so much on the micro parts that you can't really see the macro vision that's going to help you adjust. I mean, we always talk about this. Obviously, the micro habits, micro choices, micro routines are so important, are the things that actually achieve like little by little what you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't understand the macro goal that you're trying to achieve or the macro perspective, you're just going to like, you're punching in the dark. You don't really have a set trajectory or solid trajectory, solid mm-hmm. understanding of why you're doing what you're doing. And so it's really really important to kind of take away those parameters and think of things more conceptually, which is what that question gets to, in order to like reset and reframe your micro habits and actual actions.
Mm. I think if I said, what would I do if I wasn't scared? I think that I would do a lot of the things that like I would even want to do now, but that, you know, have seem like they have a path of resistance or sometimes feel hard or sometimes you have to face like, I'm actually not perfect at this. You know, it's all of those things that I think if you drop the fear of failure, you would actually get farther in the long run because you would do these things that you know you're not perfect at. And because of that, like hold yourself back from doing. Another overall question that you can ask yourself at any time is, how do I define success? That also is going to really shift what you value and what you do in your life. A lot of the time, we just keep going on autopilot and going with the flow, and we don't realize that it can be based on societal norms and what other people see as successful. And a lot of the times, that might drive us towards ignoring our own wants and needs. And so it can be really helpful to check in with yourself sometimes, like, hey, everyone else excluded from this, parents, friends, peers, other people in the world, like what they're going to think, what they think is the right path. Like, how do I actually define success? It might be a lot more personal than the way that you're living your life right now.
Which I also think that comes down to understanding what you...
Starting to learn Mandarin on Rosetta Stone is such a core memory for Caroline and I. I remember when our dad first started traveling for work and was using Rosetta Stone himself, we'd hop on the computer after him and do the lessons too. Fast forward, we ended up moving to Hong Kong and learning Mandarin, and it actually became such a core part of who we are. Languages connect you to people, maybe your family or new friends, and to cultures so strongly. I think language learning is such a lifelong hobby, which is why Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership is so amazing. I'm using Rosetta Stone all over again now to brush up on my Mandarin and get my skills back to fluent. Rosetta Stone has 25 languages you can learn through their intuitive and immersive approach to help you language learn effectively. So don't put off learning that new language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today and get 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period where you just want to crawl out of your skin, not able to keep up a routine or maintain healthy habits. Because personally, I just lose all steam. I feel down or just super off. And that's why Happy Mammoth has been so helpful these past few months. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it truly shows. Happy Mammoth has what you need for gut health, hormone balancing, detoxification, anti-aging, beauty, mood, clarity, sleep, and even a really comprehensive quiz that will make sure you know what products are right for you. So check out what Happy Mammoth has for you and see what you might want to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code GOALS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code GOALS for 15% off today.
Actually need to do and what you can do, because at the end of the day, like, gotta pay the bills.
Mm.
So maybe what you actually want to do is like start a business or work for yourself or not work.
Yeah.
Can't do that if you gotta make rent or gotta buy groceries.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, maybe you stay in a career that you don't love, say at a job you don't love, because it serves the purpose of paying your bills.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stay in a job you don't love and also go home and do nothing and also have no friends and also like box yourself out of anything you would enjoy. Use your energy to fill those pockets and fill those needs and wants otherwise. You don't have to make, sometimes we put these things in like really extreme scenarios just to understand it conceptually, but it's not all or nothing. You can find a good balance. So maybe you don't love your job. You want to change. Stay in your job because you got to make money. If you don't have a backup, if you have a backup, by all means go to the backup. You can stay in your job and then take night classes. Go to new, like, hobbies on a weekend. Meet new people. Spend more time with your friends. Like, spend a lot more energy in doing external things. Like, after work, going to the gym or cooking or finding these other passions that may serve you in that moment.
Yeah.
And lead you to your next thing. Yeah. So you don't have to be really aggressive or really irrational about these choices. But that said, you can define your own idea of success. So maybe you move in with your parents. Maybe you aren't living in New York City or Boston or like LA or all the, you know, maybe you're living in Ohio. Sorry if you live in Ohio. I'm sure it's lovely there. You know, the idea of success is maybe not, I'm going to move to New York City in my 20s and like live in a heinously overpriced apartment that also was infested with mice and rats and like have zero spending money and like have to skip meals because I literally can't afford it.
Maybe you just want to live with your parents in Ohio.
Right.
If it's going to keep you more stable right now. You know, like, and everyone can have different definitions of what feels successful right now. Something relative to me right now, which you can apply to like work or school or whatever it is. How do I define success? You know, I feel like it's ingrained in all of us to want to get like straight A's, perfect score, do everything perfectly. And like, that is how you define success. At the end of the day, though, in all of our experience, we know that's probably not the case because of how we've studied for a test, aced it, forgotten everything the next day. So I think when you actually stop and think, like, what would actually make me feel successful and accomplished? For me, in this semester of school right now, and you know, how I would love to be in general in my life is like, I'm going to feel successful if I feel like I genuinely learned something and took something from this. If I put my best effort into all of the work that I did, like put my best effort into actually learning something, into writing something in my own words, coming up with my own thoughts. If I do that all with, you know, the least amount of stress and resistance from myself as possible, if I do that all and still enjoy my life at the same time, that is all how I would define doing this successfully. Even if that means I get a B in there. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes the things on paper that seem like they're the definition of success, like, you know, you give someone your resume and it's like your GPA is that definition of success. But for you internally, like, it's probably actually very different. Because, yeah, of course I would love to see straight A's come back, but at the end of the day, that doesn't mean as much to me if I ruined my life getting there, or if I don't even feel like I learned anything and I was just fighting for the grade along the way.
On that note, you know, at least I always look at rate my professors when I'm doing the classes, and I have two prime examples right now. One class is like, this is such an easy class, like great class, like he really cares about his students, like everyone gets an A, like super easy class. I get B's in those classes. 100%. Every single time there's a fluff class, I don't do well in it. Every single time
you don't like commit to it in the same way.
Every time there's a class that it's like, do not take this professor, like he's the worst, he's no help, it's so hard, you're gonna fail. I'm 96% in one of those classes right now. Most people.
Do you work harder at that one though?
Yeah, I actually care about it. The other one, I'm like, oh, this shit again. Like, we're talking about the same stuff. It's 40% participation, and sue me.
So I have not participated.
I have an 80%. I have an 80%, I think. Because it's the class is like leadership. So everyone's just fighting to show that they're a leader. And I'm like, I'm not, this is almost like pointless right now. Everyone's fighting. And I'm like, this is,
the girls,
you're actually not being a leader if you're like trying to steal the airtime.
You're not leading anyone. You're just shouting.
If we're in a group project and you're screaming over everyone, like, I know I'm going to get a poor grade on this, like, how did everyone in your group do? Like, who was the leader in your group? 100%, I know they are not voting me as a leader. But what I did was not scream because I knew that wasn't going to do anything. And I said, blank, like, what are your ideas? Blank, what are your ideas? And, like,
yeah, you're facilitating.
Sat back. Like, I assumed my position and, like, actually completed the work. I was the one that said, hey, I think we have a presentation due tomorrow. Should we maybe do it tonight? Ooh. But I'm not going to get the points for being a leader. No, because the person who was the loudest and made the group text is going to be the one who is the leader. And that's okay with me because that doesn't matter.
Sound like it's okay with you.
Because it's just such a waste of time. Yeah. It was such a waste of time. Like, are you so for real right now?
Yeah.
It's pointless.
Yeah.
It's also, I'm upset because it's low-key a waste of money. Like, my tuition money is really going to this, where we learn how to be leaders, but actually everyone just, like, is really pissing me off. Next. My other class, love it. I've learned so much. Yeah. I've put so much time happily in it. The other day, yeah. Thursday night, I texted my group. I was like, blah, blah, blah. Friday night, I was working on it. I was like, this is fun. We had to do a financial model, and we went into, like, I'm not great at the finances. It would have been so easy for me to be like, someone who knows finance, do it.
But you learned it.
Yeah, and me and my friend that's
I'm
in
sure
my
that
group,
felt so successful.
My friend, we sit in class. It's like a Monday night at 8:30. We're like, I know the project's over, but like, I would love to play with that financial model. And just like, we're both like, who the hell are we? Like, what is going on right now?
That is crazy.
Learning so much.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not successful in that leadership class. Sue me. I find success in how much I learn. Redefine it. I don't care if I get a B.
Define your own success. Another big overarching question, another life-changing question is, who do I want to be? Big question.
You ever think back at, like, one of our little cousins every year, like, when the first day of school, it's like, hi, my name is blank, and I'm this height, and I'm going into first grade.
And I want to be.
I want to be. And every year it changes. Like, veterinarian, nurse, teacher, firefighter, bleh, bleh. How sick is that? Like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
You can ask yourself that question anytime, but it's just not, what do I want to be when I grow up? Maybe it's not what I want to be, but maybe it's who do I want to be? Because you can always redefine that for yourself. You're never stuck in a box with that, because it's like how you live your life and your actions. And as tough as it can be to change your habits and stuff sometimes, it always is your choice at the end of the day. So you can always ask yourself, who do I want to be right now? Whether it's when you're in a specific heat of the moment situation and you're trying to figure out like, oh, like, how do I want to react? Am I like going to get angry or can I keep this calm? You can ask yourself in those situations, who do I want to be right now? It's probably going to help you make a more rational decision and one that you're going to be more proud of later. But you can also ask it overall in life. Like, am I living as a person that I want to be living like right now? If not, who do I want to be?
The other side of that is understanding like who you are naturally. We were talking about this yesterday. But like, even since birth, we had different personalities. Like, Caroline came out of the womb like, all right, what's next? Like, and I had to be incubated. I was not living. But like, she's still like, and then I'm still like, just
sitting
off
there.
Off the incubator.
Sitting there.
By correct. Myself.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. That'd be awesome. So like, part of you is just like set. It just, your personality, your character, how you are is just set. And then you can use that to your strength.
Yeah.
And I think understanding that is important. And also understanding like where you fall within a friend group. All of a sudden we opened up, this was a few months ago, maybe we said it on the podcast, but opened up our group chat to one of our friends doing the like chaotic good, chaotic neutral, like lawful
evil,
yeah.
Like that square with all of our friends. And everyone had one and we were like, this is spot on. Like, you nailed it. Like, this is awesome. Everyone has their own thing. And it's like, none of those are better or worse. You're just like,
you're just different.
Like, yes, you got it. Like, that's me. I would love to remember what I am. I can go look it up. But everyone was like, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Like, iconic. No one's better or worse than each other. That just, like, is who you are.
Yeah. Well, because you can be a chaotic person. You can be a quiet person. You can be all those things. And regardless of some of those, like, internal traits, you can still be a trustworthy person. You can still be an ambitious person. You
right.
can still, like, you can have your temperament as one thing, and then you can yeah. still choose to be anything that you want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of different, like, your personal temperament versus what you do and who you choose to act as.
Yeah, it's a good way of splitting it off. Mm.
So who do I want to be right now? That a lot of the time is going to lead you down a good path of, like, again, just kind of stopping yourself from the hamster wheel of life for a second, getting yourself off of autopilot and thinking, like, okay, who I'm living as and how I'm living right now, is that actually what do I want? Is that actually what I want? And if not, what do I want to do differently? Do I just want to experience more new things, learn more? Do I want to be outside more? Do I want to connect with people more? Do I want to take care of myself more? Could be anything.
And the final one is kind of broad, kind of puts all these things together, but what am I grateful for? So that could be traits of yourself. That could be things that you have in your life. That could be routines. That could be like accomplishments. Whatever it is like the positive things in your life. So putting things into a positive perspective, I think, is helpful. Obviously.
Right.
When you think of things through a positive lens, you're going to be more energized, because you can think about the same things of like, so take it as an accomplishment or like progress with something. What are you grateful for? I'm grateful that I've like put in all the effort this far. Or what am I, that's like a positive spin. What am I grateful for? Just thinking about your accomplishments, like the days that you missed, or if you're off the mark or off plan or whatever, or you're not there yet. Like that would be a negative perspective, and putting it in a negative spot, which then you're not going to have fun with it. So I think checking in from a positive perspective on like, what am I grateful for, in every aspect. So personality traits, accomplishments, people, things, routines, environments in your life, like it's either going to let you know in a positive way, like change these things, or like, let's keep these going how they are.
Yeah. A lot of people credit so much positivity in their lives to making lists of what they're grateful for, or asking themselves every day, what am I grateful for? I've never commit to doing it to that extent, but
making a list. You've never commit to making a list?
To making a list of what I'm grateful for every day. You know, for a lot of people are like, every day, five things I'm grateful for.
See, I can't commit to all those things.
But
just do it every day. No, but I can't do 100 things every day.
For me, when you say like, oh, five things every day, I'm like, oh my God, how do I think of so many things? But actually, there are so many things. It's just that I tend to think that I have to choose the biggest, heaviest things ever. Like, oh, what am I grateful for? My family, my health, things like that. Yeah, you're going to run out of things if you're trying to only be grateful for like the big buckets of things in the world. But if you can stop and be like, oh, I'm grateful that I got a weekend extension on that paper. I'm grateful that the sun's out today. I'm grateful that I have a cozy blanket. I'm great. You know, like all these little things, if you train yourself to think of things that way, that truly is life changing, because it's going to train you to have a much more positive lens on things and realize even when there are inevitable negatives and stressors and resistances in life, that there are still a million things around you to be grateful for. So those were 7 life changing questions that you can ask yourself anytime, any day, some of them situational.
Anywhere.
Oh, so true. Doesn't even matter where you are, because it's just in your mind. You can ask yourself.
Yep, got it.
But truly, they each are very different in their approach and in what they might lead you to, and in, you know, the situation you might ask them in. What am I grateful for? You can ask yourself that any second of any day. Can I not do this, or am I scared to do this? That is a bit more in the moment of something. But all of these questions are big things that when you're having this chatter and internal dialogue in your mind, if you can stop and ask yourself one of these questions, it's going to guide you into a productive direction instead of just kind of spiraling in your head as we do sometimes.
Thank you guys for listening and for sticking with us for all of these questions in this whole episode. Before you go, if you enjoyed the show, go give it a rating, 5 stars, leave a comment if you're on Apple. You can't leave a comment on Spotify with a rating, but you can leave little like Q&A poll question comment on Spotify, and then we always go through and publish them. And love reading them too. You can also follow Girls with Goals Pod on Instagram, TikTok, follow at Caroline Kinnean, at Aunt Catherine.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.